It's Thursday, October 23rd, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The University of Science and Technology has kicked off this year's Technical and Vocational Education and Training Conference in the city, focusing on innovation, partnerships, and skills development. Policymakers, educators, and industry leaders are exploring ways to strengthen the technical workforce. Joseph Mukendwa is the head of policy, planning, and strategy at the Green Hydrogen Program at NUST.
In a world that is experiencing rapid technological change, economic disparity, and also the challenge of climate change, TVET has never been more crucial. And why is that? It's because TVET provides and positions Namibia as well as its individuals with skills that are directly linked to the needs of industry, and in so doing provide for resilient livelihoods. The other two we are all too familiar with, job creation. If you look at Vision 2030, in 2004, the stats there were at around 33.4% was the unemployment rate for Namibia. Currently, we sit in excess of 40%, and youth unemployment probably even higher than that.
The Competition Commission has contributed $65 million in penalties to the state revenue fund since 2009, including for the years 2024 and 25 financial year. The latest payments came from settlement agreements in the non-financial, cement and fuel and air transport sectors. Dina Kovases is the Commission's spokesperson.
The pecuniary penalties collected during the financial year are a culmination of settlement or consent agreements the Commission entered into with parties in the non-financial sectors, which amounted to 1 million Namibian dollars, in the cement industry, 5 million Namibian dollars, as well as fuel and air transportation sectors, 3.1 million Namibian dollars.
The Kumasi Regional Office of the Anti-Corruption Commission received 73 corruption reports during the 2024-25 financial year. News on One's Ludolf Iyambo reports. Chief Investigating Officer Willem Olafir highlighted the National Petroleum Operation as one of the significant cases this year at the National Anti-Corruption Strategy Forum in Windhoek.
Olafir said that out of the 73 reported cases, 49 were investigated, and 3 cases dockets were referred to the Office of the Prosecutor General for a decision. In addition, Olafir stated that the commission currently has 184 backlogged cases, which he explained are cases older than a year due to the lengthy nature of investigations.
Continentally, Cameroon's Constitutional Council has cleared the way for President Paul Biya to secure another 7-year term after rejecting most petitions challenging the October 12 election results, as per Reuters. The council ruled it lacked authority to decide on 7 of the 8 complaints, referring one to a lower court in Yaoundé, the capital. Legal experts say the decision marks the final step before the official announcement of the election outcome. The U.S. government shutdown has entered its fourth week, with Republicans urging President Donald Trump to engage in the stalemate with Democrats. The Senate is planning to vote soon on the same bill that has so far failed 11 times. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
So far, President Donald Trump has said he won't engage or negotiate with Democrats until they pass the Republican bill. Democrats, though, have ruled out supporting the legislation, as it doesn't include an extension to health care subsidies for millions of Americans. Some Republicans are now privately urging the president to take a more front seat role to try and break the impasse and get the government funded. In the meantime, Republican lawmakers are eyeing several strategies to put pressure on their Democrat colleagues, including planning a vote on giving pay to the military and considering a funding extension that would keep the money flowing into the new year.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.